For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
8:42 on this Friday morning before the week ends. House Republicans will try again to salvage a foreign surveillance bill for a fourth time to Washington and Fox's Jared Halpern. It's been complicated to get support. And with a one-vote advantage, Speaker Johnson has had a complex year. And he heads to Mar-a-Lago today. Is he on thin ice?
He's been on thin ice before this FISA bill, right? I think he's on thin ice because of that, the couple of spending agreements he's reached, the same way that his predecessor, Speaker McCarthy, reached. Certainly, it seems for at least Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is the one that has put forward this potential motion to vacate, she has complained about not just that spending bill, but also Ukraine aid, something else that We expect Speaker Johnson to move on in the next several days. That could trigger this. But, you know, I will say one of the things that maybe is a little bit different between McCarthy and Johnson is the personalities and those sort of long simmering personal disputes aren't there, right? It's a little bit of a different situation. There have been suggestions that putting forward Ukraine funding may be something that the Democrats would warm up to in a way that maybe they save Johnson. There certainly is a lot of concern about removing a speaker for the second time. It took 3 weeks, if you remember, Rich, to find the Speaker of the House the last time around. You know, the question certainly is asked, if not Johnson, then who? Who becomes the next Republican sort of up? That's not a clear answer either, and that raises especially with a narrow majority, the chances that perhaps Hakeem Jeffries is able to sweep in there and become Speaker of the House. So, you know, for all of the kind of hand-wringing about whether or not they'll move on a motion to vacate, it does seem that the environment has shifted a little bit more, I would say, to Johnson's favor.
Yeah, the other story I know you're on today dives deeper into the Biden administration's move to end the so-called gun show loophole when it comes to federal background checks.
This is something that's probably going to face some legal challenges. But again, it goes back to that federal law that Congress passed in the aftermath of the Uvalde shooting that gave the Justice Department, ATF, a little bit more discretion in kind of identifying and defining who qualifies as a gun dealer, somebody who primarily earns profit through the sale of guns. That would trigger a requirement to be federally licensed, to run background checks on all purchasers. It would include probably an additional 20,000 or so seller of firearms, according to the administration. And again, it's another attempt by the administration to do what they can through executive order to get at some of the causes they believe is behind gun violence, certainly in the absence of some of the legislative proposals that have been put forward, such as universal background check requirements and assault weapons ban, things like that, that President Biden has long been pushing for, but is not going to find requisite support, at least in the current makeup of the United States Congress.
We'll hear you update those stories through the day while you also keep an eye on the leaderboard at Augusta, I'd imagine, today, right?
I am already got it streaming, Rich. How did you know?
I know you too well, man. All right, it's 8:45 on the Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News, our daily update in Washington with Fox's Jared Halpern.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.